It's a freedom time. Strike on the anvil. It's redemption time. Lighting burns in a big machine.
Hi there, this is DJ Daniel San. This is Self Defense 101. Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM. FreakRadio.org. I'm going to be around for the next little while playing some tunes for you. Kind of the idea of the show. Have a little bit of conscious tunes for everyone. Have a little music that might be new to you, music you haven't heard before, music with a message. I really love music, so I'm going to share some of it with you today. This is Tribalistas with Año de Guarda. Free Radio Santa Cruz welcomes your input, your requests, your telephone calls in the studio at 427-3772. Or if you want to talk to a machine at 427-4523. Talk to you soon.
Estudante I think there is one good thing that has come out of this war in Iraq, and just because you got to find a silver lining, you know. And no, seriously, I'm not joking. There is one good thing that's come out of it, and that is, you know, let's be honest, you know, 10,000 less Iraqis. Yeah, come on, people. Those people have fucked with us. Never. All right. Never. Read your history books. All right. Oh, I can't wait for Operation Rest of the Brown Ones. That's going to be a good one. That domino effect. Yeah, Syria's next, motherfucker. Come on. No, the best thing about it is that for somebody like me, it gives me an opportunity to hear all the country and Western music that I've been missing, you know? Seriously, because I don't listen to shitty music, and I try not to, you know. I don't go see shitty movies. I don't watch shitty TV shows. I'm fucking stupid that way. I don't get to hear all the Toby Keith stuff and the Daryl Wooleries and all that shit. But when the war, you know, when there's that patriotism, nationalism, fascism thing going on, and that stuff rises to the top, and then you get to hear it, you know, incessantly, and that's what the war is good for, you know, in a sense. And my favorite song, I actually got to hear twice, is God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood. You know, which he wrote that for the Gulf War, but then fucking September 11th, 9/11 remix. Yeah, that's right. And what I like about that song is it's got that great line in there, you know, when he goes, "And I surely stand up next to you and defend her still today." Really? Well, here's your second chance, asshole. Fucking pick up a gun and hop to it. Plane leaves from over there. Get the fuck over there, asshole. What? Put your money where your mouth is, you fucking hypocrite. What? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you with all the flags flapping in my ears. What? What's that? Oh, you got another gig at Branson. Okay, I'm sorry, yeah. I mean, the irony, that's amazing. There's the irony of, like, all these people all across America just proudly and emotionally stirred, standing up at concerts, you know, at all the state fairs and, you know, NASCAR smash-em-ups and all that shit, and just going, "And I surely stand up next to you," and, well, not me, but my neighbor's kid, "and defend her." Well, he had to go to college, you know?
Free Radio Santa Cruz. This just in from the Bureau of Caucasian Affairs, the BCA. United Native Americans is proud to announce that it has bought the state of California from the whites and is throwing it open to Indian settlement. United Native Americans bought California from three winos found wandering in San Francisco. UNA, United Native Americans, decided the winos were the spokesman for the white people of California. These winos promptly signed the treaty, which was written in Sioux and sold California for legend and four cases of beer. Layman L. Brightman, the Commissioner of Caucasian Affairs, has announced the following new policies. The Indians hereby give the Whites 4 large reservations of 10 acres each at the following locations: Death Valley, Utah Salt Flats, the Badlands of South Dakota, and the Yukon in Alaska. These reservations shall belong to Whites for as long as the sun shines or the grass grows, or until the Indians want it back. All land for the reservations, of course, will be held in trust for the Whites by the Bureau of Caucasian Affairs, and any White who wants to use this land in any way must secure permission from Commissioner Brightman. Of course, Whites will be allowed to sell, trade, and handicrafts at stands by the highway. Each White will be provided annually with 1 blanket, 1 pair of tennis shoes, a supply of Spam, and a copy of The Life of Crazy Horse. If you are competent enough, you will be able to be a BCA reservation superintendent. Applicants must have less than 1 year of education, must not speak English, must have an authoritarian personality, proof of dishonesty, and a certificate of incompetence. No Whites need apply. Commissioner Brightman also announced the funding of 4 boarding schools to which White youngsters will be sent at the age of 6. We want to take those kids far away from the backward culture of their parents, he said. The schools will be located on Alcatraz Island, the Florida Everglades, Point Barrow, Alaska, and Hong Kong. All courses will be taught in Indian languages, and there will be demerits for anyone caught speaking English. All students arriving at the school will immediately be given IQ tests to determine their understanding of Indian language and hunting skills. Hospitals will be established for the reservations as follows. Whites at Death Valley may go to the Bangor, Maine Hospital. Those at the Utah Salt Flats may go to Juneau, Alaska. Those at the Yukon may go to the Miami Beach Hospital, and those at the Badlands may go to the hospital in Honolulu, Hawaii. Each hospital will have a staff of 2 part-time doctors and a part-time chiropractor who have all passed first aid tests. And each hospital will be equipped with a scalpel, a jackknife, a saw, a modern tourniquet, and a large bottle of aspirin. In honor of the Whites, many cities, streetcars, and products will be given traditional White names. One famous Indian movie director has even announced that in his upcoming film, Custer's Last Stand, he will use many actual Whites to play the parts of soldiers, speaking real English, although, of course, the part of Custer will be played by noted Indian actor Jay Silverheels. Certain barbaric White customs will, of course, not be allowed. Whites will not be allowed to practice their heathen religions and will be required to attend Indian ceremonies. Missionaries will be sent from each tribe to convert the Whites on the reservations. White churches will either be made into amusement parks or museums, or will be torn down and the bricks and ornaments sold as souvenirs and curiosities. You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1. This is Self Defense 101 with DJ Danielson.
Esto es lo que le traemos ahora. Toma.
Toma.
Salud, pues. Salud.
Ya ahora se liga y el bobo junto a María arriba, demostrándole a la vida que nos vamos para arriba, para arriba, como el halcón que vuela por los aires, de mi calle cara bobo hasta Buenos Aires. Este proyecto se realiza para acabar con la ignorancia de hoy en día. Aquí traemos a María con un son de picardía, la reina del manduco con la maestría, cerrándole la boca a la hipocresía. Soy un maestro con flow venezolano, saoco es lo que traigo, humilde y sencillo como Billo from it nativo crío yo con fuerza pura de un osi para los que viven el brillo
necesito
mi school y no lo con mi dialecto que arroyo toma
barrio sonoro, un torrencial aguacero. Yo sé que a muchos les molesta lo que yo reflejo, pero me introduzco mi estilo 100% putrefacto y no me retracto, ni mucho menos ahora, que ha llegado la hora de que se junten estas bestias con la cantautora, aquí en la banda sonora, y demostremos que en lo feo está lo bello y que en lo bello está lo feo. Y si me dices que es mentira, coño, no te creo. Entonces, ¿por qué la bella se juntó con estos fariseos? Que aquí la gente como Poncio se lava las manos cuando ven cómo se mezclan los sanos con los mundanos. Mi hermano, esto se está poniendo más bacano. Y por si fuera poco, este par de motherfuckers le dan antesala a lo que será amarillo, azul y rojo en las escalas.
Tengo la llave de tu corazón. Vámonos para arriba. Son
aquí estoy en poesía con los vagos y maleantes. Y aunque yo no vaya a misa, rezo yo todos los días por la especie de cotiza que le canta con justicia a la vida con la brisa. De la montaña bendita de este valle caraqueño, intuición muy erudita donde bestias y bellezas cuando cantan a su sueño gritan a los cuatro vientos la doctrina callejera de su gloria y escrito.
Allí arriba, vámonos pa' arriba, pa' da poquito pa' llegar a la cima. Vago y maleante te apadrina, y acabaremos con la hipocresía. Esto proviene de la misma calle, escucha con detalle. Abran cancha, llegó el poeta callejero con mucho esmero, un erolero, papi chuleando y gabaneando. Yo, esto es real. Como la medicina la vamos a traficar. Si esto es prohibido, entonces llaman un fiscal. Este día lo comparo como un día nacional. Nacional, yo, considerado en mi barrio como el diamante más valioso de mi calle. Carabobón, te dejo bobón. Venezuela subterránea saliendo a flote. Nada más y nada menos con el trío de Azote.
Tengo la llave de tu corazón. Vámonos para arriba.
Basándonos en hechos de la vida reales, muchachitos en pañales, recojan sus macundales. Son nada más y nada menos que este par de criminales. Y con María es demasiada jerarquía. Y perdonen la modestia, pero oídos sordos, palabras negras. Y con la música que tiene a todos atónitos, por supuesto la del 13, varón rojo babilónico, sin diferencia de nombre. Igualito para los ricos, igualito para los pobres, con los mismos derechos y con los mismos deberes. Igualito para los hombres, igualito para las mujeres. Por el camino estrecho, por el camino ancho. Igualito para los negros, igualito para los blancos. Con el mismo sabor y con la misma creencia. De parte de la bella y de parte de las bestias.
Pura cabella. Tengo la llave de tu corazón. Vámonos para arriba.
Minimum wage.
Free Radio Santa Cruz is a community supported, non-commercial, unlicensed radio station broadcasting on the airwaves of Santa Cruz, California at 101.1 FM and to the global community online at freakradio.org. We do not do pledge drives, we do not broadcast advertisements, and we do not have sponsors or underwriters. We pay our own rent, expenses, and bills as a collective, and we get by thanks to the support of our member DJs and journalists. If you listen to Free Radio, if you use the webcast, if you like hearing local programming, if you're grateful to hear Democracy Now! Every day, if you appreciate the uncensored news, non-commercial music, and underrepresented commentary that airs on Free Radio, please do what you can to support the station by sending encouragement to FRSC at freakradio.org, or by leaving a message on our voicemail, 831-427-4523, or by sending a donation to Free Radio, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Our website has a PayPal account where you can donate online, freakradio.org. All of these contacts can also be utilized to complain. Thanks for listening.
There's something very peculiar happening here. It may be to our advantage, however.
What will it take to make me normal? Or ask the proper outlook? And I need to wear tweed formal wear underneath. We're all underwear models. So where's my body? Happy when I'm not committed to this notion. Being dependent on another person's earth with motion. Dwell next to ocean, most of life spent floating. Feel alive in amongst these dead seas. With every breeze through the trees, I wanna please myself. First and foremost, I'm the host. With the least pairs of creased pants and deep stares in sleep stands. Grinding after dying, can I have this last dance? Please. Fine, say yo, you must go, but just a little kiss for this low life. This is love, but can't resist being rough, right? Of course I get chills, yet the sun still thrills me to no end in sight. The light shine bright against the canvas of the slightly awkward earth. I'm moon rays, listening to me.
come well age made the grade A prime cut. But fuck, nothing really gets to me. Lets me know in due time, due for destiny. Found myself listening while I walk to myself, I talk in rounds and harmonize with the sound of my surroundings. Alive, feeling grounded, I'm striving in my striding, alivin' up the Midas cup. And some say maybe golden, but can't hold up to being raised in a holding cell. Well, here we go again. When alone came the same man day in, day out, walking through the streets, voice raised in a shout. What's the sense in being normal?
Mad, mad indeed. And most peculiar.
What will it take to make me normal? Perhaps a proper outlook, and I need to wear a tweed from a wear underneath. We're all in newer models. What you don't see in magazines, you can see in novels. These days, I can't write. I find insight hard to come by at night. Used to find this zone where my own thoughts were cone-shaped. But now I'm homesick. The zone is black and walls and cotton candy. Back in halls decked with dandy little treats, which I could feast on. Gotta let myself go. I'm starting to get depressed. I'm a great little actor until I get undressed. Then I'm surely lacking sort of action. Always out of place. Need to talk to some empty space. And when I'm wasted, out of gas. Shit-faced, blind, drunk, kind of evasive. Wanna show love, but everybody's so abrasive. Take my daisies, let's leap through this flower garden. Poetry's for fairies who get devoured. Started now and lift your heart, and you can prove you're smart and not a tartan. Wearing Celtic, Celtic rock, or Lady Beast for the college I can least. I'm honest, so let's.
Religious extremists reshaping the government to promote their own agenda and morality.
The government can keep a list of everyone I call, and they do not need a judge's permission.
Our citizens are seized and held in prison without being charged of a crime, without the right to a trial, and without a lawyer. Why should you care about what is happening to my country? Because my country is the United States of America.
Express yourself. Express yourself. You don't never need help from nobody else. Whatever you do, do it good,
you're doing, it's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself. Express yourself.
Santa Cruz 101.1 FM.
Are you a warrior?
Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM. That was Jimmy Cliff. You've heard from John Brown's Body, Tribalistas. I'm going to play Immortal Technique for you in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about a couple things coming up this weekend and this week. Groups or individuals who are interested in helping to organize the No New Nukes weekend on August 6th, 7th, and 8th are invited to a coalition planning meeting at the Resource Center for Nonviolence, Monday, June 28th at 4 p.m. This is a citizens' weapons inspection. This is a group strategizing to protest the development of new nuclear weapons and of the weapons of mass destruction that we live with and that make themselves our neighbors, that are researched and developed at our universities, and whose byproducts and waste we live with on a daily basis. So again, that meeting is Monday, June 28th at 4 p.m. for individuals interested in helping to organize the No New Nukes weekend, with actions locally at the Lockheed Martin facility up in Bonnie Doon, and out in Livermore at the Lawrence Livermore Labs, etc. So if you're interested, be there Monday afternoon. You should also be there this Friday, 5 o'clock at Union, the coffee shop that's on Union Street, that shall remain unnamed, but it's on Union Street. 5 o'clock FCC planning meeting. The FCC has announced that the localism hearings have been rescheduled, and so we will quite shortly be dealing with an FCC visit. Stay tuned to Free Radio for all the information. You'll more information than you're ever going to want to hear about the FCC. This particular news organization, this particular media collective, is going to be very interested in reporting on the FCC's visit, which will be July 21st in Monterey. They had initially scheduled the hearing on localism for March 17th, but these were canceled. And so the community will be organizing around what to do. Santa Cruz preparation meeting for the FCC. What are we going to do when they are in town? And how are we going to defend independent media when they may come with a presence? So that planning meeting is at 5 o'clock on the 25th. That is tomorrow. Organized by Media Alliance. And there should be a Free Radio and Indie Media presence as well. That's at 120 Union Street in anticipation of the FCC public hearing on localism in broadcasting. Yes, indeed. Other events. Sunday, How to End the War of 1948 with Tanya Reinhart, the Resource Center for Nonviolence at 7 p.m. I'm going to play a track for you right now from Immortal Technique. You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM, but you already knew that because you're so damn smart.
Most of my Latino and black people who are struggling to get food, clothes, and shelter in the hood are so concerned with that, that philosophizing about freedom and socialist democracy is usually, unfortunately, beyond their rationale. They don't realize that America can't exist without separating them from their identity. Because if we had some sense of who we really are, there's no way in hell we'd allow this country to push its genocidal consensus on our homelands. This ignorance exists, but it can be destroyed. Niggas talk about change and working within the system to achieve that. The problem with always being a conformist is that when you try to change the system from within, it's not you who changes the system. It's the system that will eventually change you. There is usually nothing wrong with compromising a situation, but compromising yourself in a situation is another story completely. And I have seen this happen long enough. the few years that I've been alive to know that it's a serious problem. Latino America is a huge colony of countries whose presidents are cowards in the face of economic imperialism. You see, third world countries are rich places, abundant in resources, and many of these countries have the capacity to feed their starving people, and the children we always see digging for food and trash on commercials. But plutocracies, in other words, a government run by the rich, such as this one, and traditionally oppressive European states, force the third world into buying overpriced, unnecessary goods while exporting huge portions of their natural resources. I'm quite sure that people will look upon my attitude and sentiments and look for hypocrisy and hatred in my words. But my revolution is born out of love for my people, not hatred for others. You see, most of Latinos are here because of the great inflation that was caused by American companies in Latin America. Aside from that, many are seeking a life away from the puppet democracies that were funded by the United States. Places like El Salvador, Guatemala, Peru, Colombia, Nicaragua, Ecuador, and la República Dominicana. And not just Spanish-speaking countries either, but Haiti and Jamaica as well. As different as we have been taught to look at each other by colonial society, we are in the same struggle. And until we realize that, we'll be fighting for scraps from the table of a system that has kept us subservient instead of being self-determined. And that's why we have no control over when the embargo will stop in Cuba or when the bombs will stop dropping in Vieques. But you see, here in America, the attitude that is fed to us is that outside of America, there live lesser people. Fuck them, let them fend for themselves. No, fuck you. They are you. No matter how much you want to dye your hair blonde and put fake eyes in, or follow an anorexic standard of beauty, or no matter how many diamonds you buy from people who exploit your own brutally to get them, no matter what kind of car you drive or what kind of fancy clothes you put on, you will never be them. They're always gonna look at you as nothing but a little monkey. I'd rather be proud of what I am rather than desperately try to be something I'm really not, just to fit in. And whether we want to accept it or not, that's what this culture or lack of culture is feeding us. I want a better life for my family and for my children, but it doesn't have to be at the expense of millions of lives in my homeland. We're given the idea that if we didn't have these people to exploit, that America wouldn't be rich enough to let us have these little petty material things in our lives and basic standards of living. No, that's wrong. It's the business giants and the government officials who make all the real money. We have whatever they kick down to us. My enemy is not the average white man. It's not the kid down the block or the kids I see on the street. My enemy is the white man I don't see. The people in the White House, the corporate monopoly owners, fake liberal politicians, those are my enemies. The generals of the armies that are mostly conservative, those are the real motherfuckers that I need to bring it to. Not the poor, broke, country-ass soldier that's too stupid to know shit about the way things are set up. In fact, I have more in common with most working and middle-class white people than I do with most rich black and Latino people. As much as racism bleeds America, we need to understand that classism is the real issue. Many of us are in the same boat, and it's sinking, while these bougie motherfuckers ride on the luxury liner. And as long as we keep fighting over kicking people out of the little boat we're all in, we're gonna miss an opportunity to gain a better standard of living as a whole. In other words, I don't want to escape the plantation. I wanna come back, free all my people, hang the motherfucker that kept me there, and burn the house to the goddamn ground. I wanna take over the encomienda and give it back to the people who worked the land. You cannot change the past, but you can make the future. And anyone who tells you different is a fucking lethargic devil. I don't look at a few token Latinos and black people in the public eye as some type of achievement for my people as a whole. Most of those successful individuals are just sellouts and house Negroes. But I don't consider brothers a sellout if they move out of the ghetto. Poverty has nothing to do with our people. It's not in our culture to be poor. That's only been the last 500 years of our history. Look at the last 2,000 years of our existence and what we brought to the world in terms of science, mathematics, agriculture, and forms of government. You know, the idea of a confederation of provinces where one federal government controls the states? The Europeans who came to this country stole that idea from the Iroquois League. The idea of impeaching a ruler comes from an Aztec tradition. That's why Montezuma was stoned to death by his own people, because he represented the agenda of white Spaniards once he was captured, not the Aztec people who would become Mexicans. So in conclusion, I'm not gonna vote for anybody just cause they black or Latino. They have to truly represent the community and represent what's good for all of us proletariat. Porque si no, entonces te mando pa'l carajo, cabrón, gusano, hijo de puta. Seramos libres pronto. ¡Viva la revolución!
¡Viva la revolución!
Now I'll feed you for the land, no camera to document the first strike, free brain. Now I violate your eighth right, less than human, track you like a fucking dog. Corrupt the system, guess who's the boss? Hog American, I'm at the top of the food chain, scared and beat you down for the pain. I hold the key, now you're feeling my power. Smile with the light, now I see you screaming cower. I'm a god, living free in my own land, taking advantage of my badge, cause I know I can.
Born with a right of free speech. You did not get it from a benevolent government.
A W
O
L
wherever it wants to. Don't
try to predict it, then you'd offend it. It's meant to surprise. Nature is ancient, but surprises us all. Nature is ancient, but surprises us all. From level headedness, or the unnecessary luxury of being calm. All nature's ancient, it surprises us all. Nature is ancient, it surprises us all. She's got dark hairs on her head, blonde on her arms. She sneaks up from behind. Come on, you deserve it. Nature is ancient, surprises us all. 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 Nature is ancient. So ancient. Nature is ancient.
On the road again.
Nearly 700,000 Americans were arrested on marijuana charges last year. That's an enormous waste of law enforcement resources and terribly unfair to those arrested and their families. It's time we stopped arresting adults who smoke marijuana responsibly. For more information, visit Normal's website at www.normal.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL and tell them Willie sent you.
Israel-Palestine, How to End the War of 1948. On June 27th, Sunday, at 7 p.m., Tanya Reinhart will be speaking at the Resource Center for Nonviolence, which is at 515 Broadway in Santa Cruz. Tanya Reinhart is a peace activist and professor of linguistics at Tel Aviv University. She also writes a regular column for Yediot Aharonot, a newspaper in Israel. Her articles have appeared in the San Francisco Chronicle. Her latest book, Israel, Palestine, How to End the War of 1948, written in July of 2002, is in its second printing. She is an important critical voice for the examination of Israeli policy in the Middle East. And she'll be speaking again Sunday, June 27th at 7 p.m. at the Resource Center for Nonviolence. If you want more information, you can contact Jake at 423-1626, extension 306, or email him at pushingblocks@yahoo.com. Edward Said has said of Tanya Reinhart, "Today, Palestinians face either ethnic cleansing or apartheid. Reinhart compellingly shows why and how both must be opposed." And again, Tanya Reinhart, coming all the way from Israel, is speaking in Santa Cruz Sunday, June 27th, 7 p.m. at 515 Broadway, which is the Resource Center for Nonviolence. If you want more details, go to their website, rcnv.org. There will be a $5 to $10 suggested donation at the door. This will benefit the Resource Center for Nonviolence and the International Solidarity Movement. There's another very important event happening the very next day, Monday, June 28th, 7:30 p.m. at the Capitola Book Cafe. Peretz Kedron will be doing a book reading and presentation about his new book, Refusnik, Israel's Soldiers of Conscience. Peretz is a freelance Israeli journalist, broadcaster, and commentator on Middle East issues for National Public Radio. And his book, Refusnik, is a moving first-time look at Israeli soldiers who have refused orders on moral grounds, thus earning them the name Refusnik, along with a prison sentence. Refusnik tells the different stories of the Israelis who believe in their country, but not in its actions beyond its borders. Refusnik also reveals the cautious and embarrassed response of the authorities and the wider implications of the philosophy of selective refusal for conscientious citizens in every country where conscription still exists. This event again is Monday, June 28th. Book reading and presentation by Peretz Kedron, who is an Israeli journalist, broadcaster, and commentator on Middle East issues for National Public Radio. And his book is called Refusnik, Israel's Soldiers of Conscience. Noam Chomsky says of this book, "Resistance to crimes of state and refusal to participate in them has been and remains one of the most significant achievements of people of decency and courage throughout history. The Israelis who have undertaken this honorable course merit the greatest admiration and respect. Their testimonies are a memorable contribution to this cause," and that's what Noam Chomsky has to say. At the event, books will be available for purchase, and a portion of book sales will support Israeli military refuseniks. This event, again, is happening Monday, June 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Capitola Book Cafe. It's co-sponsored by the Resource Center for Nonviolence and the Capitola Book Cafe. If you would like more information, give the Book Cafe a call at 462-4415 or go to their website, capitolabookcafe.com, or call the Resource Center for Nonviolence. Their number is 423-1626. Their website is rcnv.org.
What the hell should we fight for there? In fact, why should we be over there fighting the Vietnamese? They ain't never call us nigger.
Some Slater Kinney here on 96.3 Freak Radio.
Yeah, I think it's true that governments do have to have policy space to find their own path. There is no universal prescription. That's not to say, however, that we can't learn from the successes and mistakes of other countries. And that's where I think this kind of a dialogue is extremely important, because to the extent we can come to a common view that certain things work and certain things don't work, high tariffs that produce automobiles that cost $60,000 but are 1968 vintage don't particularly work, but maybe some industrial policies in East Asia did work. I think that's, to the extent we can make generalizations based on facts and provide those to governments struggling with the policy problems, I think that's that really is the way to go. And I think that's the importance of the civil society dialogue, particularly in the context of the PRSPs and so forth. Let me take a couple of points. Aldo's point on the CPIA, this is a country policy institutional assessment.
Man, how surreal is this? We have the huge American flag behind the stage here. We got a bunch of guys in suits. And it's good. It's good. This is a little ditty about the drug war. It's not a very cheery song. Just a warning. They caught the last poor man on a poor man's vacation, and they cuffed him and they confiscated his stuff, and they dragged his black ass down to the station and said, "Okay, the streets are safe now. All your pretty white children can come out and see Spot Run." And they came out of their houses and they looked around, but they didn't see no one. In my country, 'tis of thee to take swings at each other on the talk show.